Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Odusi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tim Leary. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper bunts in front of the plate. Laudner juggles the ball. That's an error on Laudner. Riles moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Jim Odusi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odusi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball four. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Gagne moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Svium fields it and throws to second for the out. Gagne moves to third. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gagne scores. Lombardozzi moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Riles fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi is 0 for 1 in the game. Adussi hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 0 for 1 in the game. Svium hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 1 in the game. Householder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Manning steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gantner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a line drive towards third. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi is 0-for-2 in the game. Adussi hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lombardozzi fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-2 in the game. Householder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. There goes Brunansky. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Bush. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi misplays the ball. That's an error on Lombardozzi. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manning moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Laudner strikes out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie, who is chasing the ball. Lombardozzi reaches third base with a triple. Jamie Kochenour now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lombardozzi scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 7-3, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Svium fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harbeck moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adussi scoops it up and throws to first, with Kochenour covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi is 0-for-3 in the game. Adussi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Twins. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Davis now pitching. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-3 in the game. Householder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi catches it and throws to first to double up Sviam. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Twins. Frank Pastore now pitching. Robin Yount pinch runs for Rick Cerrone. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner bunts towards the mound. Pastore fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Brewers, 7, Twins, 7. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Charlie Moore now catching. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lombardozzi strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bean pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi is 0-for-4 in the game. Adussi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sviam hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-4 in the game. Householder hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Householder. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-4 in the game. Gaetti is walked intentionally. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Gaetti moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.